Good morning, everybody. Happy Sabbath. How was your Christmas? Good? It was good. Did y'all get a present? Or two? Or three? Or five? You got 60 presents? Wow, that's a lot. Okay, well, can someone say what they got? Anyone want to share what they got?
I got a toy plushie.
Ooh, a toy plushie. Anyone else? Alan, what'd you get? Did you get some toys? Yeah? Okay. Well, I got some good stuff, too. But I wanted to ask another question. Have you ever gotten a present that you did not like? Maybe it was socks or something boring, or some clothes that weren't very nice, or some toy that was from like 10 years ago or something. Has anyone ever gotten something like that? No? Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you a story. One time, I was at my grandma's house for Christmas, okay? And I was there and we were opening gifts and she was really excited to give me this one gift. And I noticed it was in a like clothes box, so I knew it was clothes. But when I opened it, it was this very, very tremendously ugly sweater. It was like brown and gray and a not very pretty purple. And all the stitching was like messed up. I was like, in my head, I was like, where did she get this from? This is not very pretty. But one thing I realized was that she made it for me. And I didn't even realize it. And she said she spent months sewing it, and she was trying to make it to where I would like it. And I was like, oh, I like it. But I didn't really like it. But I felt really bad after I learned that she handmade it for me. She spent all that time making it, and she thought I was going to like it. So how do you think she felt when maybe she saw my face and she was like, oh, she doesn't like it? How do you think she felt? Sad. Probably like, oh, I could have made it better. I could have just bought a sweater or something like that instead of wasting my time. But I didn't realize how significant this gift was. You know, I think handmade gifts or more thoughtful gifts, homemade stuff, is way better than toys or expensive things, don't you think? Because someone thought of you when they made that, or they spent all that time making something for you. Has anyone ever made something for you? No? Yes? It was good, huh? You felt good about it? Yeah. Well, yeah, go sit down. Well, you know that Jesus, he gives us a gift too. Did anyone know that? It may not seem like the bestest gift ever because it's not toys, but he gives us the gift that is the most valuable gift that you will ever get in your whole life. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." It's free. Who likes free stuff? Yes? Well, Jesus gives us a free gift, and when we accept it, we get eternal life. Who wants to live forever? Everyone should have their hand raised. Who wants to die? No one wants to die. So if you want to live forever, you should. And all we have to do is accept it. So even though it may not seem like toys or a new car that you want or this really nice coat that you want or anything like that, this is a free gift that God gives us, and we should all accept it, okay? Okay? So when you go throughout your life, always remember that no matter how many gifts you get or how significant you think other gifts are, the best gift that you'll ever receive is the salvation of Jesus, okay? Okay? Who wants to pray? Anyone?